In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, this sending out of the 72 disciples, note not the apostles, but a larger group of disciples. This sending that Jesus does is an image, is a reminder of what the church should look like. Disciples being sent out, that's you and me. A few reflections from this. First of all, there is no way to get away from the fact that we are a missionary church. Jesus' last words in the Gospels were to send them out and to proclaim to all the nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. So apostles and disciples, priests, deacons, laity, all of us are sent for this. You were chosen for this. That's why you're here this morning, even if you didn't know it. Here's the point. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not given to you and me for some private or personal edification. It's not given to us to make us personally feel good. Now, hopefully we do. Hopefully it does, gives us nourishment, it helps us along the way, but that's not the primary reason it's there. The Holy Mass is not about you, me, coming to get my communion and then just leaving and going home. It's not about you. It's not about me. It is first and foremost the worship of the triune God. And we owe that to God. Literally, we would not exist. God is existence. And so we owe him in a loving, beautiful way to come and give him thanks and praise and worship. And then to receive a message about this, a gift to take out to the world outside of these walls, to tell people about the amazing love that God is. It's a gift meant to be given, to be spread. That's the missionary task of the baptized, you and me, ordained and laity. That's why it's important for us to read about our faith, to study about our faith, because you can't give what you don't have. We have been offering since Christmas this gift from the parish called Formed that will help us in all these free resources with books and videos and Bible studies, and still under 300 people have signed up for it. It's free, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, and you can still find it. It's a little Christmas bookmark at the doors, so please get it. Take it home and get online. Follow the instructions on the back. Learn, study, because looking back over our lives, every single one of us needs to rightly ask, who have I brought to the faith? Who have I brought to Jesus Christ? Has it been something I've just been keeping to myself? Or have I really brought someone? It may be your children, maybe friends, coworkers, but it needs to be someone, and hopefully more than one. A second thing we can learn, Jesus sends them out, the 72, in pairs, two by two, and without material items. This is not insignificant. First, we are not free agents, right? We can't go it alone in the faith. It's just not a me and Jesus faith, because you and I are intricately bound. We are part of something greater than any one of us, much bigger than ourselves. It's called the body of Christ. He is the head. We are the body. We need each other. We need our community of faith, the church. At the end of Mass, we are dismissed together as a body to go out and spread the gospel. And also, he talks about a simplicity of life. He commands them not to carry anything because things can get in the way. And we need to get that look at our lives and do an evaluation, because sometimes our possessions are what is keeping us from spreading the gospel effectively. So simplicity of life, keep it simple. A third thing we learn is to pray. Jesus says, ask the master of the harvest, to send out laborers for his harvest, meaning ask him, pray to him. You might remember Billy Graham and his crusade.